The USGS study mapped the different channels of the Braided River and the type of banks at river's edge, while it determined how much the banks had eroded since 1949. Understanding the river's movement is crucial for understanding how effective erosion control structures might be. The study, the first to cover the entire 74 miles of the river, drew on analysis of historical photos and field observations. Matanuska's Susitna Borough planner Frankie Barker says the report is very exciting.
This is different from anything we've had in the past because it covers 74 miles of the river. Any of the studies in the past have just covered small segments.
The waters of the Matanuska took out more than 200 feet of riverbank between 2004 and 2006 near the community of Butte. 2 years ago, major erosion threatened multiple structures in the Sutton area.
The river changes from year to year, so 1 year it'll hit one spot down in the lower section of the river. Next year, you know, up north, and last year was pretty calm. There weren't any major erosion issues last year, so it really does change from year to year, and that's been the challenge in terms of trying to predict, you know, what distance or a place or an area that it will affect. And the information that this report provides is it maps out where the bedrock areas are, so in places where there's bedrock, we know they're pretty safe.
River erosion occurs in sudden, individual incidents, not slowly over time. Barker says the new information will be valuable not only to borough planners, but to potential home buyers who may be looking for real estate near the river.
It shows where there's very unconsolidated old river beds. And in those places, you know, those would be the more risky areas. So the purpose of this is eventually what our next step is to take the data from this report and turn it into some visual maps. So as people come in and they're looking to build, they can look and see, you know, am I in a potential erosion area? So that's where we're going with this.
Braided rivers follow different channels in different years. The report's authors used old photos to determine the age of vegetation in some areas, an average of 15 years for trees on the Braid Plain. Although the river can use certain channels for decades, once it resumes using an old channel, it can wipe out whole forests of trees.
A lot of people didn't know, they didn't have this kind of information when they purchased property and built, and the river was all the way on the other side of the Braid Plain. And had they known that 50 years ago it was on their side, they might have made a different decision in terms of building.
Barker says the borough has no immediate plans to work on erosion control on the Matanuska River. She says scarce federal dollars are to blame for putting the work on hold. I'm Ellen Lockyer.